Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We bless you on this morning, Lord. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We give you thanks on this morning, God, for your wonder-working power on today, God. We lift you up and give you the glory, honor, Father God, for allowing us to witness, God, your gloriousness on this morning, Father God, for this time of opportunity and fellowship, love, and unity. God, we just want to thank you on this morning, Father God, for helping us to recall all the things that you are doing in our lives, Father God, to have a praise of thanksgiving on our heart, Lord God, because it's all good and it's all God. Oh, Lord God, we continue to come before you and stand in the gap with our sister Alicia on this morning, God, touching and agreeing, Father God, in the knowing, Lord God, that you are working and moving on her behalf, Father God, in her marriage and in her individually, in her husband individually, Father God. Lord God, I'm asking that you continue, Father God, to make rivers in their dry places, Lord God. Allow them, Father God, to eat the fruits of their labor, Father God, and enjoy them, Father God, as they are working and laboring, Father God, fighting for this marriage, Lord God, not to allow the enemy to come in and separate and divide and destroy, Lord God. Oh, God, we want to say thank you on this morning, Father God. We are thanking you in advance, Father God, in the midst of what you're doing for each and every one of them, Father God. Not just her and her husband, but her daughter as well, Father God, for you, Lord God, are doing something great and something wonderful in their lives, God. Oh, Father God, we continue to stand the gap for them on today, that you may continue to give them that knowing and the assurance, Lord God. And when a trial or a test come their way, God, may they have the strength to stand and say nothing is too hard for my God. God, I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of them on this morning, Father God. Continue to regulate their minds, God, and stimulate their thoughts, Father God. Continue to touch their hearts, Lord God, and let their hearts be secure in you, Father God. Continue, Father God, to remove any and everything that's not like you inside of their hearts, God. Any unforgiveness, Lord God. Any bitterness, Father God. May they throw it in a sea of forgetfulness, God. Erase it, Lord God. Let it be forgotten on today, Father God. Forget the unforgettable on today, God. Forgive the unforgivable. Even accept the unacceptable on today, God. And may it continue, Lord God, to come together in peace, love, and unity, Father God. Continue to rekindle the flame and ignite the passion for them, God, spiritually as well as natural, God. Continue, Father God, to build them up together to be a force to be reckoned with, Father God, that when they, Father God, individual, God, put the enemy to flight, God, but together, Father God, he, Father God, quickly flees, oh God. God, I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you continue to order their footsteps and direct their path. Continue to instruct them and guide them. Give them the wisdom and that they need, Lord God, the understanding and the clarity, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, even as they share your word with one another, Lord God. Open it up and give them the revelation on today, God. Continue, Father God, to plant those things on inside them, Lord God, preparing them, Father God, for the ministries that you have set for them, God, individually and as one in you on today, Father God. God, I'm asking right now in the name of Jesus that you continue, Father God, to save, remove any fears on today, Father God. Continue, Father God, to prepare them to come together as one on today, Father God. Lord God, I'm asking as Desmond is in his one-on-one time, Father God, that you continue to wrap your loving arms around him and comfort him, Lord God, as you heal him within, Father God, from any childhood hurts, Lord God, any teenage hurts, Lord God, anything that may happen to him in his adulthood, Lord God, as you are building him up to be the man that you're designed for him to be, God. Continue, Lord God, to touch my sister on this morning, Father God. Continue, Father God, to complete her healing within, Father God. Any childhood hurts, God, any teenage hurts, anything in her adulthood, anything in even her current right now on today, God. Lord God, continue to complete the healing, Lord God, as you bring them together to be complete and one in unison in you, Lord God. For we know for sure and for certain, Lord God, there ain't nothing too hard for you, God. So, Lord God, continue to do this possible thing, Father God, because you are a God of possibilities, Father God. So, God, I'm asking right now to continue, Lord God, let them walk in their divine destinies and embrace their purpose in you, Father God. And let make it seem, Lord God, to go forward in you on today, God. God, I'm asking right now to continue, Lord God, to touch their finances and their housing and even their transportation system, Father God. God, prepare the way on today, God. Make the way on today, Father God, because we know, Lord God, that you are the sole source of it all, Lord God. You know how to provide and give them exactly what they need on today, God. May they continue, Father God, to be patient with you, Lord God, and anxious for nothing on today, Father God. May they continue, Lord God, to grow in you spiritually, Lord God, as well as naturally on today, Father God. God, we want to say thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for working in their lives, God. Thank you for this blessing that you are bringing before us, God, to witness your wonderful, marvelous works on today, Lord. Oh, God, I ask right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will not only touch them, Lord God, but touch their families on today, Lord God. Continue, Father God, to break every cycle and every generation of curse in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, continue, Father God, to sever in and everything, Lord God, that's trying to reattach to them, Father God, to keep them in a place, Lord God, of thinking, Lord God, that
what you say you're going to do, Father God, is not going to be done, Lord God, or anything that has happened, Lord God, in their family's life, Lord God, what happened to them, Father God, because it is a lie, Lord God. Every curse be broken right now in the name of Jesus. Every cycle, Lord God, be broken right now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over this unison one this morning, Lord God. What you bless, no man can curse, and what you curse, no man can bless, Lord God. And you have blessed this union, and we thank you for it on today, God. Lord God, continue to restore the love even the more on today, Lord God. Cover baby Ashlyn on this morning, Father God. Continue, Lord God, to wrap your arms around her, nurture her, nourish her, Lord God. As you continue, Lord God, to grow her parents, that they may train her up in the way that she goes, Lord God. I'm pleading the blood of Jesus over her path, God, her journey, her destiny on today, Father God, that she may continue, Father God, to go forth and speak your word and do your works, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we give you our gratitude on this morning. We thank you. We thank you for what you're about to do within their lives, God. We thank you for what you're in the midst of doing right now, God, because we know that you can do it suddenly, God. It ain't got to take you all day and all night, God. We thank you for moving swiftly to do this thing for them, Lord God. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, God, for moving swiftly and performing this thing within their lives, God. We want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you in advance, God, for the selling of it all, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Amen. Hallelujah.